welcome to this edition of the Fireside Bookshelf. Join our host Ginger Green as she opens doors to the literary world, both past and present, featuring some of the best Christian books pertinent to believers and their pursuit of biblical truth. Each week, she will discuss selected resources which have touched her heart and life, with a hope they will enhance your study of the Scriptures and encourage you in your spiritual walk. From foundational Christian truths, to marriage and parenting, to understanding the times we live in, Ginger has assembled some amazing Christian authors, and each week we'll explore their works, all designed to help us grow in grace and knowledge in Jesus Christ. And now for today's presentation.
For years in America, we've watched from afar the persecution of Christians around the globe, offering prayer and aid to those who live under the constant threat of isolation, banishment, harm, and death, but living in assurance that those atrocities in faraway lands would not touch us here. Yet reading today's headlines, it's difficult to recognize that we live in the United States, a country that was founded on the right of religious freedom, and a government that should not interfere with the free exercise of religion, nor establish a national religion. Here are a few examples of the headlines from the past few years. Blasting lawmakers, USAID official quits over alleged anti-Christian sentiment, August 2020. Regular Christians are no longer welcome in American culture, 2016. Supreme Court to decide if ministers should be required to abide by anti-discrimination laws, May 2020. And anti-Christian sentiment abounds in Washington, 2017. As our society has given rise to a culture of political correctness and tolerance, it has become extremely intolerant to those who do not subscribe to the narrative being touted as the majority opinion. Although there is a strong sense of doubt as to whether it is truly the opinion of the majority or simply the narrative most forcibly proclaimed. In response to this wave of intense scrutiny, hateful rhetoric, and cancel culture reprisals, many people have begun to reach out to diplomacy when it comes to sharing their faith. In an effort to avoid confrontation and find common ground, precious biblical tenets have been compromised and swept away, all in the name of love and getting along. But Stephen Curry, a Christian Israeli-Arab author, pastor, and Vice President of Holy Land Missions, believes that persecution and confrontation are at your doorstep, no matter which country you reside in, and that Christians must find a way to stand in the face of confrontation. In his book, Diplomatic Christianity, Standing in the Shadow of Tomorrow's Persecution, Curry shares incredible stories and real-life examples of persecution in the Middle East, and how God called him to preach a simple message of faith in one of the world's most volatile regions. In Diplomatic Christianity, you will discover essential principles outlining how to stand and face persecution from one who has personally experienced it for much of his life, and how to enjoy the rewards promised by God through enduring it. Curry will illustrate that persecution comes in many forms. But rather than choosing to remain silent, hide, compromise, or succumb, hopefully as Christians, we will start living with a new boldness in our daily walk of faith. The Christians of the world are being taught that they must accept others' opinions and respect them as their own. You must accept others' lifestyle choices. You mustn't call people out about what they believe. This is selfish and narrow-minded. You must not confront others with the truths of life as they present their own spin on reality. Christians are falling for these philosophies left and right, Curry reports. We are backing down from speaking God's truth from fear of alienation and persecution. Still, there are those who defy Satan as they try to awaken Christendom to the realities we must face. The religious confrontations and persecution in our lives are pulled straight from Satan's newest bag of tricks. But we have already won the battle through the work of our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. It is recommended that you read this book along with the verses of Daniel chapter 3 and focus your mind on how persecution can revive an entire nation for Christ, Let us face confrontation with the Word of God and Christ's simple message of grace. Have you ever wondered why it feels sometimes that everyone hates you, and that makes you shun people and situations, as if being a Christian means that you are the enemy of everyone else? Curry asks. Many people are uncomfortable with confrontation. It is so much easier to just be silent among our peers than to speak out and run a risk of being shunned. I find that confrontation is like a human disease, Curry writes. It is the visible sign of an invisible subject, just as sneezing and coughing are visible signs of an invisible germ. In public, it tends to alienate us from everyone. Growing up in the city where Christ Jesus was born has not always brought me acceptance, Curry notes. People all over the world call my home the Holy Land, a place of simple purity and light. Few realize the deep struggles, persecutions, and confrontations that professing Christians face on a daily basis. Curry writes, "Close encounters with death haunt me every day, keeping me in touch with the reality that without Christ, my battle is already lost." Did you know that many of the things that happen in the West happen in the Middle East when it comes to political correctness and sharing your faith? Persecution is at your work, at your favorite coffee shop, at the bookstore, at your school, at your gym, even in your own household. Persecution and confrontation are all around us. Usually when this happens, we tend to act like ostriches, burying our heads deep in the ground, waiting until the all clear is sounded. We play games with ourselves and say it's okay to agree with others' positions as long as we don't get hurt or make enemies. The problem is, Curry explains, we are spiritually already behind enemy lines. Satan's army is upon us already, and the sooner we accept this, the faster we will overcome it. The first solution to any problem is admitting there is one. Curry is a Palestinian Christian, a pastor, and a representative of a side of the conflict many people never see. His life shows the harsh realities his people face. Curry hopes his testimony will be used to further knowledge of the tremendous need of the Palestinian people and the nucleus of Christians in his region. So why would he return to Israel, choosing to live in the Palestinian territories, when almost everyone there is dying to leave and live in the West? You see, when Curry returned from Bible college in the United States to Bethlehem, he had only one thing on his mind: to make restitution for all the years he had lost living in Israel and not doing enough for the gospel's sake. The task seemed daunting, but he found strength in his family's love and God's direction. But growing up under so much persecution doesn't just make you afraid, Curry reveals. It also makes you resentful. And for a while, he struggled with staying in Israel. After all, ministry is a hard field. The people his father, also a pastor, tried to help would often as not stab him in the back after he spent so much time, love, care, and even money on them. Why should I help them? Many would even come crying crocodile tears and weeping for salvation, so that we would bring them into our church and home, all the while harboring the dark motives of causing a public confrontation or scandal, trying to shame us and our Savior's name. My heart was in heavy mourning for all the martyrs and fallen comrades in the faith who were killed, beaten, and betrayed by family, friends, and enemies for professing their loyalty to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Yet Curry came to realize that there is persecution everywhere, for everyone. How could he leave the people he was called to minister to just because there were certain costs? Didn't he already have an advantage, having grown up in this region, already knowing what the costs might be? Most of the tensions and racism in Israel are centralized around Jerusalem. Violence is a potential reality everywhere you go in Israel, but when you are the minority of the minorities, plainly a Palestinian Christian like me, you are usually in a special category of deep, deep trouble, no matter how hard you try not to be, Curry reveals. Born-again Palestinian believers are usually alienated by everyone. Many of the Jews don't like us because we tell them their Messiah already came, died, and rose again, Curry explains. Many Muslims don't like us because we teach that Jesus Christ is God and that He is the only way to heaven. And lastly, many of the Catholics don't like us because we tell their people that only Jesus' grace, not their works or their saints, can save us from our sins. These encounters are an inevitability. Jerusalem is a small city, like Bethlehem. It is a simple fact that you will eventually bump into a radical Muslim, Jew, or traditional Catholic somewhere along the line. Daily threats were not uncommon during certain periods of my life, Curry declares. Radical extremists threatened us for our real and tangible faith. Curry shares these small parts of his life throughout the book to help us understand and see a clearer picture of the reality of life in Israel and the West Bank territories, but also to encourage all of us not to be afraid to speak your heart or do the right thing when we are asked about our faith or beliefs. Join us in realizing what's going on in the world around you. Get real with yourself because you and I as Christians are being pushed every day to the edge because we are not willing to be diplomatic in what we believe. Everyone pushes you and me in some shape or form to change what we believe and to accept the views of others by force or cunning. God is with you every step of the way. No matter who you are, He knows your weaknesses and He knows your needs. Go ahead, climb over those walls in your spiritual life and get closer to Christ. Our message should be real and simple. Jesus Christ gave me something that no one else could, and He can do the same if you accept Him and let Him work in your life. Curry states, "With all the circumstances and consequences, I still thank God every day that He created me and put me in this area at this time in history." To Curry's statement, I add my own personal amen. Do you ever feel like you're boxed in, like everyone around is watching you, waiting for you to slip up? That inevitable feeling that no matter how hard you try, you'll still mess it all up. Someone once told Curry, "Let's take God out of the box. Let's not limit Him. Can't we be just a little more open-minded?" He was referring to what he thought was the narrow-minded Christian view that there is only one way to God. He thought it was a hypocritical stance for Christians to take since we preach that God is all-merciful. Curry curtly replied, "How about we try leaving God in the position of authority He commands and not tell an all-knowing, perfectly righteous being how He should grant the mercy we don't deserve? Why do we expect God to bend His perfection to our convenience? Why is it so hard for us to see Him as the ultimate redeemer of the darkest speck of dust in the galaxy? Do not try to change God to conform to your opinions of what God should or shouldn't do. Do not try and drag God down to your limited perspective of life. We must be willing to accept God where He is and how He is. In today's world, a believing Christian is always expected to get out of their box and accept everyone else's opinions as valid and equal to God's Word." Curry shares, "Many wonderful people I have met have shied away from me when they realize that they can't discuss Christ diplomatically with me. When asked questions like, 'Isn't our prophet and God the same as yours?' Or, 'Doesn't God hear and accept everyone as long as they believe in a God?' I will not betray my Savior by giving them a diplomatic answer. I tell them the truth as the Bible tells it, and then show them as much scripture as I possibly can to back up that truth. These are the kinds of questions asked of all Christians. Yet when we answer with biblical truth, we are often chastised and resented for it. As difficult as it can be sometimes, remember, no friendship is worth the betrayal of our Savior." As I mentioned in the opening, in addition to the personal stories and real-life examples of persecution Curry shares, the thread of Daniel chapter 3 is woven throughout the book. For anyone who may not be familiar, This is the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three Jewish men who stood out from the others of their day because they were willing to be faithful to the one true God for their salvation, rather than bow to the whims of man. If we are going to be Christians who can stand in the light of persecution, we must find our true identity in our relationship with God. Curry has a great chapter on this where he identifies 6 steps that will assist us in doing this. First, identify with God's purpose in your life. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace for not bowing to the will of the king, they knew that God was all-powerful and totally capable of saving their lives. But they also understood that God's plan would be carried out, and if this meant that they would burn, then they would burn for the glory of God. What passion and faith! Even before they were bound, they wanted to be sure that the king knew that regardless of what God decided to do with their lives, they would be faithful to him. Second, identify with salvation. According to God's word, all people need to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and even though we must speak the truth, we must speak it with love and compassion. Third, identify with the world's need for answers. Curry exhorts us to turn to the Word of God and let Scripture speak for itself when we are asked questions by the world. Fourth, identify with people's pain. Curry reminds us that when dealing with others, it is not our purpose to debate them. Instead, we need to listen to find out a person's heart and uncover what strongholds may be in their life that keep them from saying yes to Jesus, and then be prepared to answer those questions and concerns with God's Word. Remember, Scripture doesn't need to be defended, merely presented in love. Which brings us to the fifth step. Identify with the love of Jesus. What draws people to Christ is His love and grace through the work of the cross. Christ is real. He died, rose again, and is coming back soon to take His followers home. It is a simple message. Finally, identify with your power over Satan. God allows drama in our daily walk so that He might stay present in our hearts and minds. His presence attracts the enemy, and the angrier Satan gets, the bigger his fits become. But the greater embarrassment to the enemy, the greater glory to God, and the greatness of His miracles. The larger the trial, the larger the magnitude of the miracle. We should walk in boldness because we serve a risen Savior. We should never turn down an opportunity to share Christ's message and never back down from what we know is spiritual truth. No matter what obstacles are placed in the road, we should continue to push forward, redeeming the time, because nothing happens to God's children unless it is in the will of God. Romans 8:35-39 tell us, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Curry provides several key points to help us face persecution and confrontation. First, don't be afraid to be different. Today, Christianity is being attacked worldwide. Many Christians are in a state of confusion as to whether or not it's okay to say they are Christians, for fear of the negative stereotyping that comes with it. Persecution is on the rise. It is dangerous to go to church or carry a Bible in Curry's country, and Christians there often cannot find employment because state religions, which in America is becoming those who adhere to the mainstream mantra, are given priority treatment. There is no need for you and me to carry a Bible, wear a shirt with a verse, or pass out tracts to be singled out or verbally attacked. Just walk down any street in many countries, and you will see Satan defying God through movies, media, education, and entertainment. Even the church itself can fall prey to the world's philosophies. Often in religious circles, as in the world, the thought is that if you have more power, more money, then you are truer and more justified than anyone else. Heaven, however, cannot be bought with money, If it were so, then the wealthy in the world would have bought it all up by now. You do not need money or possessions to be recognized as legitimate or more right on certain issues, despite what society tells us today. All you need is your Bible and the constant reminder of God's promises, Curry assures us. Belonging to a rich organization or institution with a large number of followers, or a powerful denomination, does not mean that you are right in what you believe. Instead, focus on being grounded in Christ, who cares nothing for the riches of man. The deeper in love with Christ we become, the wiser He will make us, and the better we will be equipped to face confrontation and persecution. Don't be embarrassed to share the Scripture. Curry was once told that he should not speak about everything that the Bible teaches. You are in the minority in what you believe, he was told, and what you are saying will cause much confusion in the minds and hearts of people. Curry replied back, "What if what I say will change many and affect lives to act differently, ending in new joy, love, and peace?" Next, a courageous Christian is a noticed Christian. We must have full confidence in Christ's presence and remember that the Holy Spirit travels in the hearts of all Christian believers wherever they go. Speak out, Christian, when confronted about your faith and share the simple truth that changed your life, because your testimony is the greatest gift to others. And finally, persecution ignites passion. Persecution and confrontation will draw us closer to Christ. To be in the fire that touches lives, you must allow yourself to be used by God. You must practice being radical Christians. Saying no to Satan and yes to God will ignite the fire in our lives. Curry includes a chapter entitled, Against All Odds, Stories of Overcoming the Impossible, that is very moving to read and showcases the testimony of what lives sold out for God can overcome through His power and leading. What has happened in our region in the Middle East is coming your way, Curry warns. The sooner you realize it, the faster you can start preparing for it. Remember every step of the way that we have already won the battle through Jesus Christ. So proclaim it every time you are asked, and every time you are confronted, let others in on what you know. To walk in the path of faith, we must be willing to say yes and stand up. Once we say yes by faith, we can face our enemy. As Christians, we have an obligation towards this country's spiritual state. The enemy of both the spiritual realm and the physical realm is getting stronger and stronger. Let's take back what is rightfully God's, the souls of His creation. It is Curry's prayer that the story of his life will inspire you to stand up and face confrontation with the non-negotiable truths that Jesus Christ has given us in His Word. Because this generation of Christians has the ability to unite and accomplish great things. Diplomatic Christianity by Stephen Curry can be found online and is currently available in paperback. And one final note from the Fireside Bookshelf. None of the books featured on this program are ever intended to replace the Bible and the need for immersing ourselves in God's Word on a daily basis. And just because a book is recommended doesn't mean that all writings and teachings by an author are recommended. Remember, you, the reader, must always read with discernment. And while no book besides the Bible can be all things to all people, our hope here at the Fireside Bookshelf is to present a variety of Christian resources that seek to remain faithful to biblical truth and which provide insights to help strengthen and deepen your spiritual walk.
If today's featured book has sparked your interest or addressed an area of concern for you or a friend, we hope you will consider adding a copy to your library of Christian resources. Nowadays, when busyness seems to be our business, we need to return to the lost art of reading so that we will continue learning more of God's Word and His Son, Jesus Christ, the only one who has the power to transform hearts and minds. The Fireside Bookshelf is a ministry of sharing hearts and can be heard on this station every Sunday at 4 p.m. Past episodes can be found anytime at www.sharonhearts.org. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next week for our next exciting feature here at the Fireside Bookshelf.